Friday out of the commission. Mary, could we be matched? Would you like me to be matched? Okay. Hello, everyone who's present. We're going to be having something we're going to be referring to at the town hall, but it's the opportunity for members of the community to make a brief statement. And if the statement is posed in the form of a question or states that should be responded to, then members of council will have the opportunity to respond to those things and more possibly defer to staff who may have facts that we don't have handy. Today is the first time we've done anything like this in over a year, so we didn't have a sign-up sheet. So if there are people who would like to be speaking, if we get maybe five or eight people in a physical line to the podium or whatever, be courteous and kind to each other, please. And I think due to the number of people present and the total amount of time that we have, we will go with 1 minute. So if you want to just be making some sort of statement, if you could figure out how to be concise and say the best part of your statement within a minute, if you're trying to give some sort of a question, if you could just get right to it, and then we will try and have brief answers or responses if that's what's appropriate. Okay. What do you got to say to us?
My name is Conrad Lear. I'm a resident of Blaine and same address for 66 years. I've seen many changes take place in the city of Blaine. And the change that is reportedly taking place causes great concern in my heart. And that is the removal of the current system at the Blaine Senior Center in terms of government and operation. I find it extremely difficult that residents of the city of Blaine would reach to an outside organization to govern a local entity. Every morning that I go up there with my pet, there are 3 to 5 people that is the social center of their lives. If we remove that, we're going to have 5 funerals in less than a year. I abhor the lack of complacency that has existed between our board of directors and the membership. And I can assure you that if you continue your relationship with this board, elected board of directors, that they will be more transparent with us, the membership, and they will be more cooperative and interactive with you. I make this plea that you turn down the offer being made by Parks and Recreation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your statement, sir. Tina Irwin, what have you got to say for us today? Try and keep it at the 2 minutes.
Thank you. In the event that someday I decide to become a city council member, I would like to ask the city council and Mr. Harmon to explain Rule 36. Rule 36, as it applies to a city council member seeking to reintroduce oral public speaking or insisting on using the 2024 stormwater plan be used. Because if Rule 36 applies, and that is considered intimidation and or a direct intimidation of any city council member who wants simply to have the law followed, I would like to understand how does that work in the event anyone else would choose to sit on the board and not want to be intimidated. Thank you.
Mr. Councilor, I'd like the city clerk, would you be able to, do you have an answer to that regarding how Rule 36 actually works and what the purview is?
I said not off the top of my head this time. I'm more than happy to do some research, though, and get back to council on that one.
Okay. Because yeah. I was understanding that some things like whether or not we have public speaking is actually within the council's own private rules and doesn't follow the same rules of introducing other forms of action items. And so, therefore, a majority of city council can move it one way or the other. But city clerk will find the rest of those answers, and we'll have that for you the next time we do something like this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Sir, what have you got to say to us today?
Yes, my name is Carl Barlow. I'm a resident of First Bay Village. I'm not a member of the city of Blaine, but I also
I'd like to second all of the things that the first speaker tonight said about the potential change that's going to occur to the senior center. I've been going to the senior center since 2007, and I think everybody that I've talked to who is familiar with the senior center said it's the best one in the whole county. And it's been that way for a number of years for a number of reasons. Unfortunately, we did have a real lapse in our internal governance, which is extremely regrettable. I don't think any of us realized that the former director of the Senior Center was putting so many things at risk for both the county, the city, as well as our membership. I think that a lot has been done in the last couple of months by the new council or the new board that's formed by the Senior Center to try to rectify those things. I think they submitted a responsive proposal to you for your consideration. And I guess I do have a question for the council, and that is, what were the criteria that you actually used to make a decision to change the governance of the Senior Center? And the second question is this new leadership of the Senior Center going to be hiring an independent director? Because I think the director is probably the key of all of the problems, potentially all of the solutions to what's been going on at the Senior Center.
Thank you very much, sir. We are trying to get as many people as possible. We've heard what you have to say.
That's my question.
Great. My understanding was that staff looked at several proposals. I don't know if you all recall, but at the meeting where this was most recently discussed, I raised the issue of whether or not we could still have an advisory committee of people who were members of the Senior Center, and the staff is attending to whether or not that can happen. Is there a member of the council would like to respond to? Is there a member of council would like to speak to, in response to that? Would you like the city manager to say something at this point?
Mr. Hartman, could you tell them the criteria? Are you at liberty to?
Sure. We posted the criteria in the request for proposal. It included various factors, experience, staffing, budget, insurance requirements, et cetera. And we evaluated all of the proposals against that criteria, and that's how we made our decision. To recommend to council a new provider. No decision has been made as of current. That will likely be in front of council sometime in April.
All right, good, thank you very much. Skip, what have you got to say?
Skip Johnson, 9423 Turnstone Lane. I've observed a lot of negativity in the council on the written materials, and I just like to try to address that. I think the negative narrative that's being put forward is coming from a minority of the people in the city, and I think that it's kind of pathetic when you read the letters that are being sent in. And I would like to commend Mike Harmon and his team. He's put heck of a team together. He's faced budget shortfalls since he got here. I understand the finance director put a report together that shows almost every fund is doing better this year. And I'd like to point out that a lot of that is the fees they're coming in from your development fees. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And wow, exactly a minute. Great job, Skip.
Yes, I have two things that I'd like to address. Number one is I've lived in Blaine for 50 years, and I am very concerned about the Senior Center action, and I would like to request that the council delay their decision until at least October. We'd like to see our new board in action and what happens in that community over a longer period of time. I don't think we got to just time to be able to show what we can do. The second thing is, I was going through the records of some of the meetings of the board, and I noticed the telephone bill had a $35.78 item on it, and I just wanted to know, who are we calling? And if that had a lot to do with what we need to be facing in our state, our city, that seems like a lot of money for a phone call, and why are we calling Europe, whatever.
Thank you very much, John. Sir, what would you like to tell Lane City Council?
Yes, my name is Otto Poyer, 2639 Eastport Drive. Thank you for having this town hall. I'm really pleased to be here. Real quick, I had a denial request to recuse Mike Hill from a vote on a particular issue, namely the stormwater plan. Under Rule 31, it was denied. I did not get an adequate response from from Mr. Harmon, so I'd like to hear about that. Secondly, we had a SEPA appeal that was denied on the basis of financial eligibility. The fee of $2,500, we could not raise the funds as a group of seniors, so I'd like to see that reduced to $500. And then I submitted a stormwater plan resolution for consideration by the council. It's a 2024 plan, and that would effectively harmonize the city of Blaine with Whatcom County, which operates under the 2024, and which also manages 60% of the harbor. Also, we have three projects that are underway that are current violation of the stormwater plan. And so I think it's in our best interest to have clean water that basically flows into the bay. And I'd like you to consider that and hopefully adopt that in the next meeting. Thank you.
Great. I'd like to ask the city manager, do we have anything that is in violation of the SEPA or anything that you described there? Or do we have something that's in violation of code?
No, we do not.
I see. Matters of recusal, is that something that staff suggests or the council suggests, or could staff or council suggest that someone should recuse themselves?
Staff could suggest, however, that matters in most likely the council member's hands. It's really up to you to determine if you have a conflict or not on a matter before you. We wouldn't know if you have a financial interest, most likely, on the matter that's before council.
I see. Okay, so when there's a matter where a council member should consider refusing, it's ideal if the council member brings it up themselves, but in theory, one of the other council members could suggest that there might be a conflict and then the council would vote on it. Is that the procedure on that?
That's correct.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Does any other member of council want to respond to the last speaker? Okay, moving along. Sir, what do you have to tell us today?
Hi there, my name is Jim Shaver. I live on Semi-Inland Lane across from the Honey Stand at Birch Point. I'm also a PCO for Precinct 3, representing the southwest outside ring of Semi-Inland and the west half of Birch Bay Village. I'm here to talk to you about the annexation plans in Semi-Inland. I heard about them in an article that came out a bit ago in Northern Lane entitled "The Fire District Reverses Plans to Surplus Semi-Inland Station." It said that the city had plans to, quote, rezone 455 acres of urban growth area south of Semiamu. I contacted planning at the city, and they were not aware of council's plans around the matter, so I'm encouraging the council to provide information to their staff so that people will, like me, can know where boundaries are, whether it be along Semiamu Drive, Semiamu Parkway, or otherwise. I understand that my house will likely not be in the annexation area. Any information you could provide would be great. I also am concerned that annexation and a potential Birch Bay incorporation will create an island of Whatcom County for areas like mine that will be included. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure which staff member would be. Perhaps you, Alex, there. Could more information about the potential annexation be made publicly available than is currently, or is there that information somewhere already that we can point to right now?
Yes, I would encourage anyone interested in that to contact me. We do have several new staff members that we've been training that may not be familiar with the city's long-range planning policies.
Okay, so you can check in with Alex and his department, and you might be able to get more information on that. Sir, would you like to speak?
Yeah. So my name is Tom Beaker, 2458 Shea Roadway, Washington. First of all, I'd like to say that I think we have a great senior center, and I think we ought to consider continuing the board and keeping it local. It serves seniors. I'm one. I've been a member of Senior Center. I think it's a great facility and great organization. So I'd like to see some continuity there. I'd also like to commend Mike Carmen and the staff for their and Mary Lou and the rest of the council for their fiscal responsibility. Really happy to see the city kind of turning around the financial situation. And this, while also fully staffing the police department, it's a huge benefit to those of us that call Lane home. I'd also like to encourage the council to seriously consider allowing hotels and motels in the RO zone. I think it's really important. We have restaurants there. We need people to stay. We've got some older motels and hotels that can't update until that move is made, and that will have a big impact on Lane.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Scott, I have a question for you. Yeah.
I sent you an email. I didn't get a response to you, but I really would encourage you to provide us. You had mentioned that there are certain carrots that we could provide developers that would encourage them to build more affordable homes.
Sure.
I would love to see those suggestions.
Sorry, I get a lot of emails, and I wasn't purposely ignoring you at all.
No.
And I'd be happy to put some.
I would love to. With any other people out there that are considering any kind of development, if you have ideas about what would encourage you to develop something on the smaller side, I would really love to hear about it.
I even have some plans that I can show you that would be affordable if you could bring them to the city.
Okay. I have a follow-up question for you as well. So if, in fact, for whatever reasons, the Bridge Bay Parks and Rec is deemed to be who should be doing the main running of the senior center, would you agree that it would be extremely helpful to have a citizens advisory committee similar to the board that would be able to convey information to Birch Bay Parks and Rec?
Absolutely. Just move the board over to that position. I mean, seriously, serves the seniors. There's some seniors on council. There's a lot of seniors here that feel very strongly about having continuity.
Okay, thank you very much. Next, sir. Hello.
I am Ray Leone, live on Harrison, here in Blaine. I would like to say thank you for the town hall forum, and I'm very, very pleased to see such a large percentage of the councils here. I know it's not mandatory, and I appreciate that you are listening. It's very important to us in the community. I hope that will continue in the future at town hall meetings. And then one other thing with the senior center, I have to go to the senior center, and I have seen how hard they've been working to pull themselves up from the unfortunate situation I presented there. It's from Cheryl English, the new board on down, and I would appreciate if the council and the city both gave those people in these positions a little more time to put together what was a 52-card pickup. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, and you're under a minute. Thanks. And what would you got to say to us?
Hi, my name is Sydney Kemp. I live in Blaine, me and my little one, Marlene. And we are here to just express support for the plans for the Marine Park and developing it further and going forward. I'm just so excited. I know so many young families that live in the area. We moved to the area, and a lot of families that come here recently are so excited to be able to just bike to a great area instead of driving to Bellingham, which is where we go. That's it. Thank you.
Do you like the Pirate Park out there?
We love the Pirate Park. We go there all the time.
He was the guy that championed that. Just like
well,
that.
Thank you. It is. We love it. We really love it.
Okay. More dinosaurs. Okay. Is there anyone else that would have any questions or comments for? Yes, you can have a second topic.
This time I will not discuss the senior center. I'm going to discuss my remarks for Illustrious Chief of Police. As I mentioned, I've lived in Blaine for 66 years on H Street. I'm a block and a half from the school. I get to witness the traffic in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. And to put it quite frankly, I am absolutely peeled at the rate of travel I witness a single female drivers coming east to west on A Street during school hours. If the city has the authority, I have no heartburn about that being imposed as a 20 mile an hour speed limit and strictly enforced.
Okay, in honor of International Women's Day, thank you for your comment. Chief Funk, would you have a response to the gentleman?
20 mile an hour speed limits are allowed on city streets, but not on thoroughfares. And H Street would qualify as a thoroughfare, so that cannot be lower than 25 under state law. I will add that I was out there working that street today personally. We had motorcycle officers out there week before last, from the sheriff's office on mutual aid, and I had officers out there earlier today, other than myself as well. So I'm aware of it. Keep telling me about it, and keep working.
Chief, it is 20 during
during school time, though.
During school times, it is. Yes, that's a school zone, so it's 20, but we can't make it permanently 20 miles an hour as a thoroughfare. Right?
The school zone must be only the blocks where the school is?
Yeah, it's within a certain range of crosswalks.
And they only do it when school's starting and ending. It's 25 in between when the children aren't outside.
Correct.
So it's a very small period of time.
It's 20 when school, when the lights are flashing or when children are present. So if there's an after-hours function going on and there's lots of children, it's a school zone.
Okay, great. If there is no further member of the public that had a question or comment, then we will just stand in recess for our regularly scheduled 6 p.m. agenda. Is there any member of the City Council that have a very brief statement you'd just generally like to say while we have this forum open? If not, then we'll stand in recess until 6 p.m. for the regular meeting. Thank you.